Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday, 19th of December. Topping farm news this morning, the Energy Information Administration said ethanol output jumped to a new record high in the 7 days ending December 12th. U.S. production rose to an average of 1.13 million barrels a day, which the agency said is up from 1.10 million the previous week, eclipsing a record set 2 weeks ago. In the Midwest, output rose to an average of 1.078 million barrels a day, up from 1.04 the prior week. That was all the gains for the week. East Coast production steady. West Coast output held steady. Gulf Coast production dropped by 4,000 barrels to an average of 28,000 per day. Rocky Mountain output dropped by 2,000 barrels a day. Inventory during the week fell to 22.35 million barrels. The U.S. agricultural export scenario experienced a transformation in 2025, with diversification of export destinations emerging as an important factor for both the corn and soybean markets. Purdue University's Center for Commercial Ag says the biggest change in U.S. soybean exports between 2024 and 2025 has been the diversification of destination markets. While 2025 soybean export levels are tracking below last year and aren't likely to reach last year's volumes, the diversification has helped moderate what could have been a far more severe reduction. Despite reductions in corn purchases from top markets like Mexico, Japan, and Colombia, overall export volumes have already exceeded 2024 levels, even with data only available through early November. This shows diversification can not only cushion declines, but also drive growth with favorable market conditions. Senate Majority Leader John Thune argues that with farm margins gone, no profit in farming, the U.S. must fight back against foreign tariffs and other trade barriers to open markets.
And I think the administration's trying to respond to that and ensure that the farmers get to a time where we have that market is opening up again, China's opening up again.
Thune conceded that the president's tariffs have played a role, but are needed to open markets in China and elsewhere and to help bridge farmers to more help next year. Foreign tariffs and non-tariff barriers have kept U.S. producers out of those markets for too long and led to historic ag trade deficits.
The margins in agriculture are gone. And I say that for corn and soybeans, other commodities.
Senate Majority Leader, South Dakota U.S. Senator John Thune. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the markets.